Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor, beloved, to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. God is such a good God, and we just honor him on today. We thank him for another day that he's allowed us to see. Praise God. Truly, the mercies of God are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. Praise God. We thank God for all of you that join us on the broadcast. Praise God. We're excited about what God continues to do for us, his people. Praise God. We are going into the word of the Lord. Praise God. I want to share a word the Lord gave me. Amen. This morning as I woke up, praise the Lord, we have been teaching on demonology and deliverance, and we will be going into talking about the spirit of perversion. But before that, amen, as I got up this morning, woke up this morning, the Lord dropped a word in my spirit and wanted me to share this with you, praise God, and simply to say to come out of Lodabar. Praise God. And we want to talk just a little bit about that. God just dropped this in my heart this morning. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to share this with you. Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for just allowing us, God, to be on the broadcast today. We thank you for every listener. Father, we want you to anoint. We ask that you anoint your word, anoint your people, and touch your people, and minister, Father God, to every need. Father, you know the needs of your people. So, Father, we thank you, and we praise you, God, for what you're doing. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we just magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As I said, this morning when I woke up, the Lord told me to share this with the people today. He said to tell them to come out of Lodabar. Praise God. I'm reminded, and I'm sure you know the story about David. Praise God. When he, amen, became king, and after he was on the throne, praise God, David looked and he saw that Jonathan had relatives, and he wanted to be a blessing to the house of Saul. Praise God, because of Jonathan, because of the covenant that he had made with him and the friendship that he had, praise God. And there was a little boy, amen, that at the age of 5, praise God, as they were fleeing, the nurse, amen, dropped him, and or he fell. The scripture says that Mephibosheth fell, and he became lame in his feet. And so he ended up in a place called Lodabar. Lodabar represents a lowly place. It represents a place of outcasts, a place of poverty, praise God. But David brought Mephibosheth to the palace, praise God, and amen, and welcomed him in, praise God, and he sat at the king's table, praise God. Now, as he sat at the table, amen, just looking at Mephibosheth, you wouldn't know that he was actually lame in his feet, but he was, praise God. And the Lord just simply said, tell the people this morning to come up, come out of Lodabar. Some of you have gone through great things and you've become lame, praise God, in your physical, lame in the spirit, praise God, unable to do the things that God would have you to do because of a state of Lodabar. But God wants you to know today, praise God, that he is with you. Praise God, he's going to raise you up. Praise God, bring you up and bring you out. Praise God, and some, God will give favor. He's going to give you favor. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bring you before great men. Amen. God is going to begin to push some that have been on the backside of the desert and push you forward. Praise the Lord. So what we have to realize, amen, when God does this, praise God, like he did with Mephibosheth, amen, it's one thing when God remembers covenant, and he causes us to remember the covenants that we've made, the friendships that we've made, the promises that we've made. Some of you have made people promises that when the Lord blesses, I'm going to do this. Praise God. When God does this, I'm going to do that. Praise God. And it's time, praise the Lord, that you begin to do what you said you would do. Praise the Lord. Some of you now, God has put different ones on your heart to bless. Praise God. And it doesn't have to be money, but if it is money, praise the Lord, and you know that you made a covenant, then you need to fulfill the covenant. Some of you know that you can help others. You can open doors for them, help them to get jobs and do things to help people. Praise the Lord. God wants us to be a help and a strength. Amen. Come out of Lodabar. Praise the Lord. Come on up out of that state. Praise God, the complacent state. Praise the Lord. And those that you know, amen, you're on the king's side. Praise God. And you know that you can help, amen, that one to come up. Praise God. We need to be a help in this time. Amen. In the body of Christ, if there ever was a group of people that would help one another, it should be the body of Christ. We should be helpers one of another. Praise God. If my brother or my sister is in trouble and I can help them, praise God, it's my job to do that. Praise the Lord. To be a help, to be a strength, to encourage, to lift up. Praise the Lord. So the Lord just wanted me to share. Amen. It's time for us to come up. Amen. That one that's been in that state, in that lonely condition. Praise the Lord. Just know that God sees and he knows. Praise God. And he is going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Praise God. We thank the Lord for this today. Praise God. We have to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And so we thank God for this word today. We thank God because David truly was a man after God's own heart. Amen. And this, if you go on to read about Mephibosheth, even later, praise God, there were those that wanted what Mephibosheth had because Mephibosheth was a wealthy man. Praise God. And he just had to get back in that place. Praise the Lord because David restored him back. Praise God. He dwelt in Jerusalem. Amen. He ate continually at the king's table, even though, again, he was lame in the feet, in his feet. Praise God. And once, amen, David had a trial to come up and he had to leave, amen, his throne for a period of time, and it was told him that Mephibosheth had betrayed him, had kind of turned his back, but he never did, praise God, but because of that, it ended up that part of the wealth had to be divided. You know, when people don't like where you are, and they don't like the blessing, they'll do everything, anything to steal, to kill, to rob you of what God would have. But guess what? The blessing of the Lord does make rich, and it doesn't add any sorrow. Praise God. And all of these seeds and things sometimes in the church, praise God, we see where other people are at times, amen, and we don't like that. We get jealous of that. We're envious of that. Praise the Lord. And amen, will attempt to dethrone, if you will, to cause someone to lose what they have, praise the Lord. But we know that this is a seed of the world. This is a worldly trait, amen. It's not a godly trait, amen. And we've got to come up out of the world, praise God. We got to make sure, amen, that our attitudes and our motives are right. Because God will bless you, beloved. God will put money in your hand. He'll give you the money you need to do the things that you need to do. Praise God. Amen. He'll give you the resources that you need. Amen. Not only to help yourself, but to be a blessing to others. Praise God. And a purpose of giving, let me just say this, is to be a blessing. Praise God. We should have that intent that when we give, it's simply to be a blessing, not other any ulterior motive. Praise the Lord. Amen. People give for all types of reasons and all types of motives. And sometimes they're inspired to give because of all types of motives and all types of reasons, praise God. But when we're pure, amen, when we're just simply following the word of God and God wants us to give, praise God, he's going to let us know that. He's going to let us know who to give, amen, who needs that blessing, praise the Lord. So remember, when you give to be a blessing, praise the Lord, amen. Keep your motives pure, amen, even in giving, praise God. You will be a blessing to those, and then God will in turn bless you, amen, because the scripture does say, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom, amen, running over, amen, the blessing will come, praise God. But don't let your motive be you're giving to get. Give simply to be a blessing. Praise God. Give as unto the Lord. Praise God. Everything you do, do it as unto the Lord. Don't be manipulated to give. Don't be coerced to give. Praise God. And sometimes, amen, we do this in the body of Christ. It says it's unpopular, but it's true. Praise the Lord. Don't be manipulated. Be led by the Holy Ghost. Follow the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. And when you do that, amen, you'll see the fruit of it. Praise God. Amen. Your fruit won't fall to the ground, but it will bring forth. Amen. And that fruit will remain. Praise God. Amen. When we plant in the ground, we want the fruit to come up. Praise the Lord. And we want it to be healthy. We want the roots to go deep. We want it to be, we want it to remain, and we want it to grow. We want additions to come to it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you think of giving and you think of these type of things, amen, think of the there's a law of seed time and harvest. When you plant, amen, the harvest will come up at the right time. Then you reap from that harvest, praise the Lord. But then there should be new seed that can go back in the ground, praise the Lord, amen, to germinate, amen, to come up again at the appointed time, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this on today. Just want to encourage you, beloved, come out. Come on up out of Lodabar. Praise God. Don't stay in that mindset. Don't stay where you are. Amen. Clean up your life. Amen. Allow the Lord to clean you up and to purify. Praise God. To put in you what needs to be put in you. Praise the Lord. So that you can go forth. Amen. In the name of the Lord. So you can be fruitful. Amen. And that your fruit can remain. Praise God. Amen. We want to be trees of righteousness. Praise God. Planted by the rivers of water. Praise God. Where your leaf doesn't wither. And amen. You won't fade away. You won't dry up. And you won't wither up and die. Praise God. God wants us to be healthy. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. He wants us to be healthy, beloved. Amen. Come out of Lodabar. Come out of that mindset. Praise God that you'll never make it, that things will never get right. Praise God that you'll never be able to accomplish the things that God have called you to accomplish. Come on out of that mindset. Praise God and allow the Holy Ghost, amen, to place you where you really need to be so that you can get the impartation that you need. Praise the Lord. Some of us are in the wrong places. Praise God. We're not getting what we need because we're not in a place where we can be groomed properly, where we can be used properly. Praise God. Amen. So if that is the case, amen, seek the face of God. Amen. And just get in that place where God would have you to be. Some of you are going through struggles. Praise God. And you don't really understand why the struggle is so hard. And it's simply because you're sowing in the wrong ground. The ground you're in is not fertile ground, praise God. When you're in fertile ground, amen, you can dig your heels in and you'll receive the things that you need to receive. Praise God. God is doing a shifting in this hour. Praise God. He's doing a shifting. He's making and he's molding, praise God. But we must come up and come out. Amen. And again, allow the Lord to do what only he can do, praise God. God, he is a wonderful God. He's a kind God. And let me just say this. There is great transition going on in the body of Christ. Amen. God is going to begin to move, amen, and shift. Praise God. Sometimes it's necessary. Moves are necessary. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. There's a new day dawning for some of you that are listening to this broadcast. There's a new hour dawning. Praise the Lord. There's the dawning of a new day coming your way. Praise God. Because God is wanting to do a new thing in you. Praise the Lord. You've been through some hard things. Amen. You've been through some hard knots, if you will. Praise God. And God is beginning to bring you up out of that now because the season is about to change. So with the change of season, amen, sometimes will come transition. Amen. And do not be afraid of the transition, but allow the Lord to do what he wants to do. Allow him to be God because he is God all by himself. Praise God. And beside him, there is no other God. Amen. So we want to encourage you today to come out of Lodabar. Come out of that weakened condition, that weakened state, and allow the Lord to strengthen you. He wants to strengthen you spiritually. He wants to strengthen you to stand in the word. Praise God. He wants to strengthen you. Amen. So that you can fight, so that you can put on the whole armor of God. Praise the Lord. God wants to do a new work in you now. Praise the Lord. Get back in the Word. Amen. Get back into prayer. Get back to seeking the face of God. Amen. It's not over yet, beloved. It's not over. Praise God. Come up. Come on out of Lodabar. Come out of that weakened state that you have been in, woman of God, man of God. Amen. God has not left you alone. Praise God. But he loves you and he cares about you. Praise the Lord. And he does have your best interests at heart. Praise God. Know that God is God all by himself. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you, oh God, for speaking, oh God. And Lord, I want you to touch right now that one that's going through and has gone through a great season of trial, that's been in Lodabar, that has been in that weakened state, been in that place of loneliness and poverty and, oh my God, lack. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, oh God, that they're walking into a season of plenty. Oh my God, a season where there is no lack, a season where you prove yourself that you are the God that's more than enough. Father, minister to that minister now. Minister to that evangelist. Oh my God, that prophet, apostle, that pastor, that lay member. Oh God, the servant of God. Meet your people's needs, Father God. You are a need meter, Father. You say in your word that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you that as we plant, we will plant in good soil. We will give to be a blessing, praise God. We will not give for any other reason or motive, Father God. But, Lord God, we thank you. We give you glory and honor, Father, and we do magnify the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that your name is a strong tower. The righteous can run to it and find safety. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that we live and move and have our being because of you, Father God, because of what you have done, because of what you continue to do, continue to be Lord, Father God. Continue, God, the work that you have begun, Father, because the word of God declares that he that has begun a good work in us shall complete it until that day. And Father, we know that we're in a season where we're walking out our completions. We thank you for that. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Hallelujah. Just for being God all by yourself, we want to thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, God, because you, oh God, your eyes run to and fro to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. And we thank you that your eyes are running to and fro. We thank you, God, that you're watching over your word to perform it. We thank you, oh God, that we will continue to give you the praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to be Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we'll never cease to praise you. We'll never cease to give you glory. And we'll never cease to give you honor in the name of Jesus. Now you minister right now, Father. Minister to the hurting hearts, God. Minister to those that may be discouraged going through, God. You minister right now. Give us the hold on in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you even for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Oh, God, we love you now, and we'll never cease to praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, God, we thank the Lord today. We praise God for the word of the Lord. Come up out of Lodabar. Praise God. I just hear the Lord continue to say that. Praise God, to come out, take that step, and come on out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your life won't be the same. Your walk won't be the same as you continue to walk with the Lord, as you continue, hallelujah, to trust God, as you continue to depend on him, as you continue to roll all your cares on the Lord. You will not be the same. Praise God, and allow the Lord to remove the fear Amen. Fear of failure, praise God. Fear of taking that step and then backing back up because of fear. Don't fear. Praise God. You come out and you stay out. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is God, and beside him there is no other God. So when he speaks a thing, he decrees it, he declares it. Amen. He'll bring it to pass. Praise God. But we as people of God, beloved, we must, amen, be sensitive to the Lord, amen, so that when he speaks, amen, we move accordingly. Praise God. We don't tarry with it. We don't wait. We don't try to figure it out. Praise God. We just move with it. Praise God. That's what we did today. We just move with this word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God has something that he wanted to say. Praise God. And we just want to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. However he wants to move, beloved, let him do it. Praise God. Some of you even have situations in your homes. Amen. On your jobs. Praise God. And God is wanting to work things out. Every time he begins to move, amen, sometimes we get in there and we want to fix it for him. Beloved, I'm encouraging you, let the Lord do what he wants to do. Amen. Let God's will be done. Praise the Lord. Amen. Allow him to do his part. Amen. You do your part of the covenant. Don't cross the line. Don't cross it. Just stay right where you are and allow the Lord to complete the work. Praise God. He will. He is a faithful God. Amen. One thing about God, he's faithful even when we're not. Praise God. So don't you know God is watching out for you? He does have your best interests at heart. Praise the Lord. We say that all the time. He really does. Amen. Praise God. And know this, you are the apple of his eye. Praise God. Amen. So he's concerned about you. Praise God. He's just concerned about you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord today for his word. Amen. We're much encouraged. Praise God. And we want you, beloved, to be encouraged today. Be strengthened today. Amen. Keep your eyes on the Lord and continue to press forward. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God. Hallelujah. Know this, Jesus has come that we may have freedom and liberty. He died that we might have a right to the tree of life. Praise God. Amen. Not only when we get to heaven, but we can have life right now. The life that Jesus promises us. Amen. It's peace and love and joy, contentment. Praise God. Even prosperity. Amen. Even wealth. Praise God. He's promised us these things. And the Bible says that, I believe it's 3 John, if I make no mistake, he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Now, as our soul prospers, praise God. It's 3 John verse 2. He says, as your soul prosper, praise God. He wants us to have the natural. He wants us to be in health, praise God. And when your soul is healthy, praise God, your spirit is healthy. Amen. The natural will be healthy, praise God. And God wants us to just get in line with his word. He doesn't want us to be top heavy. In other words, one area is so-called healthy, but the other area is not. He wants us to be well-rounded, praise God. He wants us to be balanced. So when he gives us good things, praise God, he wants us to take care of it, treat it properly, and do what we should do, praise God. Amen. So he says, I wish above all things, amen, this is John speaking, amen, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, praise God. So we know that, amen, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, to give us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Beloved, this is the word. Amen. Praise God. And we know, amen, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. It doesn't add any sorrow. Praise God. So when God gives us blessings, no matter what those blessings are, amen, it's not going to be cumbersome, burdensome. Amen. We won't regret. We have it. Praise God. Amen. Whatever that blessing is, praise the Lord. It could be a child. It could be a new home. It could be a new car. Praise God. These are natural things, but amen. But they're blessings. Amen. And these are natural things that we don't really have to just be labor over. We know we need a home. We need a place to stay. Praise God. A lot of times we just make so much of it. Praise God. But we shouldn't do that. Amen. Just appreciate what God has given. Praise God. It doesn't matter the amount of money you pay for the home. Praise God. If you can afford that home, praise the Lord. Amen. A lot of times we just get into trouble. We live above our means, and we know we can't afford $200,000 or I'll just put a big figure out there, a million, you know, amen. If you make a million, doesn't necessarily mean you can afford $1 million home, praise God. But that's what we do. The more we make, the more we spend, the more we spend, the more we're in debt. It just goes on and on. God gives us enough at times, amen, to do what we need to do right at that step, beloved. And then as you take the next step, then you grow accordingly. But don't overextend yourself, praise God. This is all part of coming out of Lodabar. Amen, because, praise God, we get and then we think we have more than what we do, praise God, and we end up really in greater lack and greater need, praise God. And God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be in health, praise God. And we're learning that as we follow God and we follow his word and we do what he tells us to do and we're obedient to him, praise God, he will bless, praise God. I'm learning that in my own life, and I thank God for his word and what he is doing. Praise God. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. And we do thank the Lord for what God is doing. Praise God. Amen. And if you want further information about our broadcast, about our ministry, praise God, you can drop us a line. If you'd like to write us, praise God, you can write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Praise God. If you would like to email us, you can do that. Praise God. Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at WOPministries.org. Praise God. We also have a link if you would like to email us a prayer request. You can do that. Prayer at WOPministries.org. Praise God. We do want to make an announcement, amen, about our upcoming Women of Power Conference to be held May 19th through the 21st in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Praise God. We will be convening there. Amen. The beautiful Wyndham Resort Hotel is where we will be, amen, convening for the conference. Praise God. If you would like more information, you can go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Click on the conference link, and all of the information is there. Praise the Lord. If you would like to register, there is still time to register for the conference. If you're in the Orlando, Florida area, we invite you to come out and be with us. Praise the Lord for this wonderful time that we're going to have in the Lord. Praise God. If you'd like to contact us by way of phone, you may do so. Praise the Lord. You can call us at 580-514-3017. Praise God. Or 970-590-5504. Praise God. You can also, amen, contact our secretary, amen. If you go to the website, amen, all the information is there. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for this time of sharing. Praise God. We pray that you have been encouraged, that you've been lifted up, that you've been, amen, inspired to go on a little further with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. On our next broadcast, we will pick up, amen, if the Lord says the same, with our teaching. Praise the Lord. We will be just mind God. Amen. Whatever he wants us to do, that's what we're going to do. Beloved, be blessed on today. Know that God loves you. He cares about you, and he has your best interests at heart. Amen. And he is working things out just for you because he loves you and he cares. Be blessed and stay encouraged. Keep your head lifted up. Man of God, woman of God, amen. God loves you. Amen. You don't have to go around with your head hung down. Amen. Praise God, but know in who you are because of who you are serving. You're serving a great, big, wonderful God. Praise God, and his eyes are going to and fro throughout the land to show himself strong on behalf of his people. Until we meet on our next broadcast, it is my prayer that you will walk in the blessing of the Lord, that God will bless you, keep you in his loving arms and his tender care. Until we meet again, God bless.